Air pollution is not the only environmental concern as Shell begins operations at its industrial complex this summer. Those tiny plastic pellets it will produce, which some call nurdles, could wind up in waterways. Like what happened late last month when a train derailment near Pittsburgh released nurdles into a tributary of the Allegheny River. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant took a boat ride along the Ohio near the Shell plant with some people on a nurdle patrol and has this story.
Captain Evan Clark says he's pulled out more than 1 million pounds of trash from Pittsburgh's rivers over the past 15 years and millions more pounds along the shorelines, and he's amazed at how much of it is plastic. He started this January as the Three Rivers waterkeeper and leads cleanup groups.
For our volunteers, the eye-opening experience of seeing that such a massive percent of what we pull out of the river is plastics is really eye-opening and educational.
They find things like the plastic film that covers cigarette packs, fleece clothing, grocery store bags, and soda bottles.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good.
Hi there.
Clark pulls the boat to the side of the Ohio River at the boat launch in Monaca, a few miles upriver from Shell's ethane cracker. He's bundled up in waders and a hoodie pulled over his head to protect him from the wind. Eric Harder, the Yaukagany River keeper, is among a few others waiting to get on board. They're headed out to trawl for a different kind of plastic, nurdles.
I'd say most people do not know what a nurdle was when I first, would tell them about it.
Nurdles are tiny pieces of plastic the size of a lentil. They're the raw material used by manufacturers to make other plastic products. It takes more than 350 nurdles for one yogurt cup and over 1,000 nurdles to make a soda bottle. The boat passes Shell's huge new industrial facility high on the bank. When it opens, it will make 1.6 million metric tons of plastic pellets a year.
Most people, I tell them that the cracker plant looks like an engineering masterpiece. It does look amazing, like someone took a long time to design it all, but it does, make plastic.
Their issue today is that those plastic pellets sometimes spill. This has happened in places like Texas and Louisiana, where nurdles wind up in waterways and on shorelines. Heather Hilton Van Tassel is executive director of Three Rivers Waterkeeper. She worries this will happen here when Shell loads trains and trucks with these tiny plastic bits.
So with the nurdles, it's really important to understand how much of the product might be slipping into our river systems.
Fish and birds can ingest these microplastics, and there's concern that other pollutants bind to them in the water. The environmental groups are collecting nurdles now to build a baseline of plastics in the river so they can tell if there are any spills from the cracker plant after it opens. They stop the boat, and using a metal pole, Eric Harder lowers a large sock-like filter onto the surface of the water.
Timer ready?
Yep.
Go ahead. And then we just sit and wait for 10 minutes.
The sock floats along the surface, catching debris.
How are we doing?
3 minutes.
Three minutes.
Okay.
Once those last few minutes pass, they get to work. They pull the filter sock out of the water and empty the contents through a filter into a bucket.
And they kind of visually inspect everything.
They find a couple of squishy white balls, styrofoam, not nurdles. Then they pour the debris through a smaller sieve.
So now we're taking all the smaller particles with the water that went through and putting it into a smaller sieve.
James Cato of Mountain Watershed Association looks through.
Nothing here. This looks like maybe another little piece of styrofoam though. Yeah.
They go through this protocol at 5 different spots spanning the width of the river. And they do this at set locations up and down river of the Shell plant. After one filtering, Cato points out a piece of harder, more dense plastic. This is a nurdle, and this one is a gray, yellowish color. He keeps looking through the debris.
And that also looked to me like a nurdle.
Then it still has that kind of glowing quality. And then the other ones are yellowed, and they've been eroded down into more irregular shapes. So who knows how long they've been out here.
Cato smiles as he opens a box of new amber-colored vials. A lab at University of Pittsburgh recently provided them.
The amber vials, help preserve the chemical contents that are absorbed by the microplastics.
He opens a vial and drops in one of the nurdles they found. They'll send it to researchers at local universities to analyze and see if other pollutants in the water are concentrating on the surface of the nurdles. This new partnership is funded by the Heinz Endowments, which also provides funding for the Allegheny Front. Eric Harder says now, with the researchers' help, they have developed a more scientifically valid protocol.
When it was just one person being like, oh, let's look here for some nurdles, and oh, I found some, it must be from them. It's a lot different from now when we have university scientists.
Those scientists will also be searching for nurdles on the river banks, looking for them in fish guts, and monitoring water quality. In an email, Shell spokesperson said the pellets produced at the plant, quote, cannot be allowed to make their way into local waterways under any circumstances, and that the company built multiple barriers to capture any plastics that may spill at the plant. The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection said in an email that the plastic pellets are regulated under the state's Clean Streams Law and under the Solid Waste Management Act, and that the Shell plant will be subject to regular inspections. Still, Captain Evan Clark says the more nurdle patrols they do and the more people hear about it, the better.
Not only just to Shell, but to everybody else who's interested in this, in the plastic issue, seeing that people are taking it seriously enough to spend the time and the money to be out here doing the work does a ton to just raise the visibility.
And the more eyes on Shell, he says, the more likely it will be careful not to pollute the river. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.